start at left guard. What have you seen out of him, like in practice, maybe you know, the last week or last couple weeks that warranted him getting that opportunity?
Connor's always really been close, and I think he was probably the next man in after, you know, after Nolan and Jordan and all those guys. So for him to come in and play like he did on Saturday, it's not a big surprise just because he's been consistent in practice and all that. And so for me, it's not really that big of a surprise.
When you say it wasn't as big of a surprise, is it just the consistency or is there other things that he did that really kind of stood out?
I don't know. I think we're all kind of on the same playing field. We're all right there, except for maybe a few people. But, you know, for Connor to step in and play, it really wasn't a surprise for any of us.
You were in the middle of, you know, offensive line again with Brandon going down and Andrew going down and then Mark Wiseman. Did this offense kind of lose its essence on all those? Because you guys were, you know, when you guys were working well, it was a power football.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not sure. That might have had something to do with it, but I don't think it did. I think it's just something that we need to work on as far as consistency goes, and that's something that we need to improve these last 2 weeks of the season.
Does it matter who's running back? I mean, you want to get to the point where it doesn't matter who's running back, I imagine.
Right.
I know it seems to. I mean, just you look at yards per carry, look at stats, and that kind of thing, which I don't think you guys do very often. But does it matter, in the bottom line, who the running back is?
Like you said, it shouldn't matter because that's our job as an offensive line to open those holes. And we've got good running backs here, so it doesn't matter who's in there. They're going to run hard. It's our job to get them into the open field and allow them to make plays.
Was there any play in the last couple of weeks where you kind of scrunched down in your chair watching it on a film like, oh, man?
Yeah, there's been a few plays like that. But, you know, you got to flush those and go on to the next play.
How was your season? Do you feel like you're progressing, getting better? Is it a roller coaster? How would you describe it?
I think I was getting better right there before my injury happened. And, you know, coming back from it, I've just been trying to play at that level again. And I think this last weekend was a step in the right direction, but I'm nowhere near where I want to be. So.
Do you notice teams adjusting to what they see from you on film?
No. I think the way I play doesn't really matter to the guys across the line. You know, they've got what they do, and that's what they're going to do. They're not going to change it just because of one player.